Game 3 of 4 between the Nationals and Reds. There's the all-star Daniel Murphy. Let's take it to the top of the first. Murphy facing Homer Bailey.
Murph 2 for 4.
In the pitch. And a swing and a high fly ball to right. Winker going back on the track near the wall. And that one, 3 rows into the sun deck out in right. Home run for Daniel Murphy is his 15th. And the Nationals score in the first. On the way at 1-2 and a ball ripped down the right field line, and that ball is gone. 3-run homer for Daniel Murphy, his second home run of the game. Here's the next one. And it's hit hard into right by Adam Lind, near the wall and over the wall. Home run. Adam Lind connects for his 7th of the year, second of the inning for the Nationals. Third of the game for Dusty Baker's club. Make it a 5-run 5th. And it is now 9-2, Washington.
Storen has been the man when the Reds have had a lead. And this one crushed out of left field. That is a home run for Anthony Rendon. A breaking ball centered in the middle of the plate. Rendon centered it off the sweet part of the bat. The Nationals are in double digits, 10-3 bowl game. Oh, this one hit high and deep to right center field. Hamilton looking up, and this is out of dead center, up on the berm. Second home run of the inning that Storen has allowed. Third home run of the year for Lobaton, and this one's getting ugly.
14-4 Nationals is your final score. The Nationals are now riding a 4-game winning streak. Tanner Roark gets the win 6 innings, no earned runs on 4 hits while striking out 5. Homer Bailey goes 4 innings, 8 runs on 8 hits. He drops to 2-3. Brian Price and the Reds unable to figure out the Nationals on Sunday as they lose 14-4. Here's Price on the loss.
Well, it is, especially when you do it with some frequency. You know, these games are going to happen from time to time. They happen certainly far too often for us this year and in the last couple of years, just trying to dig ourselves back from big deficits. You know, that 4-0 game, that's a game we can get back into. Now, we did it 4-2, but, you know, the knockout blows, the 5-run inning, and then the continued add-on runs, put us in such a hole that it was unrealistic that we were going to come back down 10, 12 runs and win the ballgame.
Homer, today, was you just off a little bit, or was it stressful innings?
That's hard to say. You know, I mean, it's every time you guys ask me questions like that, I'm throwing stuff against the wall myself. You know, it's like I'm watching the pitch quality and the stuff wasn't quite as sharp. But you know, you can say that anytime a guy gets roughed up, it's never bad luck. It's typically poor location, poor pitch execution, and they had 21 base runners. They did a lot of things right. We did a lot of things wrong, and they were the better club.
The team doesn't miss. Do they when you make a mistake?
Well, it's a good lineup, you know, and they're rolling out. You know, their bench players have played as well in the series. You know, everyone's getting a chance to play over there, and then whoever Dusty's plugging in is doing a nice job of performing. You know, Heise had a couple hits today, and Lind had a nice day, and so it's, you know, you got to manage the middle of their order, but you know, that you have to manage the other guys too. The Defoe was on base 4 times. I mean, it's they're a legitimate ball club.
I know it's just 3 games into the second half, but is it deflating just to start this way?
What do you think?
Gotta imagine.
Yeah, it is. It is. It doesn't mean we're going to deflate, but you're darn right it is. It's certainly not anything that anyone envisioned. Everyone goes, hey, well, you know, it's Washington. You know, they're top of their division. It doesn't matter. You know, we've played good clubs and we've won games, and it's these games. You know, it's not that they've been non-competitive. Today was. There was a good effort. It just wasn't a good result. But you know that you can't give up 14 runs. You can't give up 10 runs. You're not going to win those games. And we got to get to the point where we're not talking about 10 and 14 run games as often as we have so far this year.
Series wraps up on Monday. Steven Strasburg will take the hill for the Nationals. He'll face the Reds' Scott Feldman.